President Bush says U.S. forces are on a constant hunt for bin Laden, whose al-Qaeda terrorist group was behind the September 11, 2001 attacks in New York and Washington. The president referred to recent intelligence reports that bin Laden is trying to recruit Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi to organize attacks outside Iraq. President Bush says coalition and Iraqi forces are working day and night to dismantle al-Zarqawi's terrorist network in Iraq and bring him to justice. At the same time, Mr. Bush says U.S. troops are keeping the pressure on bin Laden, keeping him in hiding.
Bin Laden's message is a telling reminder that al-Qaeda still hopes to attack us on our own soil. Stopping them is the greatest challenge of our day.
The president spoke following the swearing-in of former judge and federal prosecutor Michael Chertoff as America's new director of Homeland Security.
Mike Chertoff knows we cannot afford to become complacent. He understands that as we adapt our defenses, the terrorists will adapt their tactics in response. He understands they continue to pose a grave threat to the American people.
The president says U.S. actions since the September 11th attacks have already made the world safer by toppling regimes in Iraq and Afghanistan, convincing Libya to give up its weapons of mass destruction, and breaking up the nuclear trading network of Pakistani scientist A.Q. Khan. Mr. Bush says while confronting terrorists abroad makes Americans safer at home, there can be no let-up in protecting U.S. borders.
We have been relentless, and we will continue to be relentless, in our mission to secure the people of this country. From Florida to California to Massachusetts, we have arrested and prosecuted terrorist operatives and their supporters. By our actions, we are sending the world a clear message. The terrorists will not be permitted sanctuary or safe haven or the tools of mass murder.
Secretary Chertoff takes charge of an agency with 160,000 employees, from Border Patrol and Secret Service to the Coast Guard and Immigration Control. He succeeds former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, who was the nation's first Director of Homeland Security, following the biggest government reorganization since the Second World War.